Also don't know if you can actually hear. I don't know if you can actually hear if I switch out of Twitter to check the chat. Let me just try that right now. I'm gonna switch over. And I'm in Discord right now, so I don't know if you can hear this. But maybe. Did you hear that at all? I switched back to Twitter. I'm not quite sure. Or does it just shut off completely? Oh, shit. Almost murdered a plant. Hello, yes. Wait, what if I just... here. Okay, okay. That's good. I don't have the link right now. What if I just paste? That's not it. This one. Space. If I'm quiet, it's because I'm outside walking around in the neighborhood. And it's kind of awkward to talk loudly because it's dark and people are probably sleeping. And my mom is calling me. Hold on.
I'm back. Okay, so basically, the reason why I'm outside right now is because I turned on the stove to make something for dinner, but I was kind of in a rush, so I kind of just turned the knob, and then I, like, left. And then I come back down, and I'm like, what's that smell? Why does it smell like shit? And then I just could not tell. I was like, this smells like kind of weirdly like when I like broke the vacuum cleaner and it like, why did my phone turn off? I think I jammed the vacuum cleaner and it starts smelling like some kind of nasty chemical. But anyway, I was like, oh shit. And then I checked the stove and lo and behold, there's no fire. So it's literally just leaking gas. Although it wasn't an actual leak because I turned it on. But yeah. So I was like, oh shit, what do I do? So I was like, is this normal? Probably not. So then I like get out, I go outside. And then I'm like, because Brother Bear was out, so I went outside, and I was about to call him, but then I heard him coming, so I was like, hey, this kind of happened. And he was like, okay, yeah, that's what happens if you just leave the stove on without the fire. I'm like, yeah. He's like, just open the windows and turn on the house fan, and it'll be fine. And I'm like, are you sure about that? So he just opened like two windows and turned on the house fan. He's like, okay, whatever is fine. I'm like, is it really fine? So then, of course, because the Brother Bear is actually kind of stupid when it comes to staying alive. I did turn off the stove. Yeah, I did turn it off the moment I realized. Although I was really, really, I was kind of freaked out to turn the thing because I was like, what if the fire comes out and what if everything just like, what if the fire like bursts out or something? But this is how you know, this is how you know it's actual emergency. I called Bear parents, both of them, because Mama Bear didn't pick up, so I called Father Bear. He picked up. So I was like, you know, if I call them, it's desperate measures, man. And then I tell them what happened, and I'm like, I need you to tell me what to do right now. And then they spend like 5 to 10 minutes telling me, why did you turn it off? You're supposed to turn it off when the fire is not there. I'm like, okay, yeah, I know that now. That's not really the point. In that span of time, you were telling me to turn it off. In fact, I already did turn it off. I could have died. Although I didn't. Because it's probably fine. So we opened all the windows. And we turned the stove fan and then like both of the house fans on high. So yeah, all the windows are open now, all the fans are running. I don't smell it anymore. Like by the time Brother Bear came back, he couldn't smell anything either. But Mama Bear told me to go outside for 15 minutes or so. And then go back just in case, because like I already got used to smell, right? And I was like, but Brother Bear literally went outside. No, he didn't go outside. He was coming back from outside. He came back and he couldn't smell anything. I was like, Brother Bear literally came from outside and he said he doesn't smell anything. And that's like the whole reason why he believed me in the first place. And then she goes like, but Brother Bear is kind of stupid and he can't really smell anything. I'm like, what? What? Okay. I guess Brother Bear has no sense of smell anymore, I guess. Enjoy losing brain cells from lack of O2. I don't know. For a moment there, I felt like I was getting kind of lightheaded. But then I've deduced that I was probably panicking. So I don't think it was actually from like, okay, I should probably start walking in different directions because it looks kind of sus to just pace back and forth in a neighborhood. Yes, make someone else go. I mean, Bear parents aren't here. They don't live here. That's why I had to call them. If they were here, they'd probably do something and yell a lot more. Like, of course, wasn't exactly the best moment I've ever had, but at least I realized, you know? At least I realized. Rip my dinner though. I ended up eating like leftover salmon and rice, and then I ate these freaking instant noodles that Sakana gifted to me. When we went to AX, I don't know why the hell he brought instant noodles from Canada and then gave it to me because he didn't eat it. Why did he need to bring instant noodles from Canada? I'm gonna be honest, they weren't even that good. Like, they were good, but they weren't that good that you have to bring them all the way on your flight. How long was the stove on? I honestly don't know, but it was at least like 1 or 2 minutes. I don't really remember. Like, I turn it on. 'Cause I was gonna make a green onion pancake. It was frozen, so I just turned it on. I plopped the pancake on. I was like, okay. I ran upstairs for like to get something. I come back down and then I just pace around in the kitchen for like a little bit, and then I'm like, that's a really weird smell, huh? Try listening because most of the time, leaks from gas tanks are audible. I don't think it's a leak. I don't think it's a leak. It's just, I turned it on. I turned the gas on. But I didn't realize that the fire wasn't also on. So it was literally just gas. But yeah. Was it those Miyamoto ones? It was Chinese. It was a like a braised beef noodles, the tomato broth ones. Gifted his throwaway food, but the thing is, like, he posted these noodles. He posted these noodles, on Twitter, and apparently he talks about it pretty often. So some kind of like godsend instant noodles, but they're really not that. They're okay. Don't get me wrong, they're good, but they're not that good. Yeah, I turned on the stove. The spark didn't do anything, and I was stupid because I've never used that. No, a car just went by. I never used a gas stove before Rock 3.0, because all the stoves I ever used were electric. So sometimes when I'm in a rush, I forget that it's a gas stove. Usually when I'm not in a rush, I don't, because I'm deadly afraid of fire. But I was in a rush, so when I'm in a rush, I think it's electric stove. So I kind of just like yoinked the knob like a little bit to the wait, counterclockwise. Yeah, I yoinked it counterclockwise a little bit, and I was like, okay, that's fine. I know how to use it. It slipped my mind for a little bit because, like, my muscle memory is not used to gas stoves. Usually, I'm like, okay, I gotta wait for like the crackling sound, like the ticking sound to go. But yeah, I was in a rush, and I didn't realize that the fire didn't actually go on. I love that your first reaction after all of this. I gotta tell you again that I almost died. I'm not telling you that I almost died. I'm just telling you the story of why I was freaking out. Because I'm not used to the gas stoves, bro. What do be that good on the instant noodle scale? There are some pretty good instant noodles, okay? There's some pretty good instant noodles. Like, I feel like you also have to be in the right mood for instant noodles. I don't think I was in the right mood for instant noodles because I was really prepared to eat some actual food. And then I ended up eating instant noodles that I literally just microwaved because I couldn't use the stove. Well, I mean, I could, but it would be kind of dangerous. Don't really know. One burner pissing out gas is gonna be dangerous or explosive. I guess so, but like, can't be too careful, you know, with gas. I could smell it from like 20 feet away. It smelled really bad. It was disgusting. I don't know how it took me that long, because I was like walking around like, that's a really bad smell. Took me a surprisingly long time to realize what it was. Good cupcake. Good night. Be fair, anytime I do something stupid, my first reaction is to go, oh fuck, the boys need to hear about this. No, because like I genuinely didn't know. I was like, is this smell normal? Is this smell normal at all? I don't know. I got a text from Brother Bear. Like, I think you can come back now. I kind of like it outside though. It's actually really nice to walk around at night. Hold on, I need a reply. run a little more because it's nice outside. Send. Walking out during summer night time is good. It is. I actually haven't walked around here for, I was gonna say for a long time, but it's ever. Watching new Pew's video would come up here is nice too. Oh my god. I haven't watched since shoot. I think the one where he got the car he wanted for free or something. Yeah, it's don't walk around at night if it's not safe to walk around at night. It's safe for me to walk around at night, so it's fine. But if it's not, don't. Should walk more. I have a really nice telescope I got that I should use more. Do you use telescopes while you walk, though? I don't know, it's really cool. It's really nice. It's the perfect weather. Although I am wearing long pants and a hoodie. It's the perfect weather. It doesn't really look like nighttime, actually. Where is the sky? Yeah, a telescope. I don't think it would really make a difference if I did, because I see no stars. The sky is really bright. It's too much light pollution. Yeah, I don't see anything in the sky other than light. I'm gonna be honest, I haven't been out here at Rock 3.0 at nighttime. It's really bright outside. It's really bright. Surprisingly bright. You're outside? Yeah, I'm outside right now. I'm literally walking around. I'm literally touching grass. Any noises you hear are cars driving by. Although there's not a lot. There's been two. People don't really drive in this area. Yeah, I'm actually touching grass. I kind of want to maybe I should walk around at night some more. It's actually really nice. Although, I've just been walking in circles in the same neighborhood. It's too much work to go farther. It's a day away from a full moon. It's really bright everywhere. I don't even know where the moon is. Where the hell is the moon? I don't see it. It's really bright. Holy shit, what the heck? It's in the backyard or on the streets, just in the neighborhood. Need to be careful though. I have full faith that nothing will happen. It's pretty safe, and I also have my pepper spray. hello, man. I have it set up correctly. Here's a thing I got with my school last year. I got it. Whoa, that's pretty cool. I don't really know how telescopes work, but it looks really cool. Sounds like my neighborhood, TBH. Dude, my description does not narrow it down a lot. A bright sky and okay to walk around in, that doesn't really say much. I You know how to use the pepper spray? Yeah. There's like a little lid on it. It's not exactly a lid. You kind of just like slip your finger underneath and then you press down on the spray thingy. Found any good sticks on the ground? I'm not looking for sticks. I'm not a dog. Do you have any idea how little that narrows it down? Don't play with. I'm just flicking the. I'm flicking the lid. I'm not actually pressing on nothing. Okay. Bro, I can't find the moon. Where the hell is the moon, bro? The also, what one? Okay, the moon is probably on the side of the sky that is way brighter, right? That probably makes sense, right? But I can't see it. There's one side that is way brighter than the other. Still can't find the moon, though. That's really weird. You could be on the other side of the planet. I don't think that's how it works. I don't think that's how it works. If it's nighttime, the moon has to be around here somewhere, bro. Man. Sometimes I wish I could see stars. But then, like, you actually have to go somewhere. To go somewhere. I can't see anything. Not being able to see the moon at this time actually kind of narrows down your location. I don't think it does. I think it's just because buildings cover it. It is how it works. Well then, fuck me. I don't know how freaking astrology works. I'm pretty sure it's there. I just can't see it because, like, the buildings. I'm trying to find it because I know it should be around. Well then, I guess I'm just stupid. Shouldn't be able to see the moon given your time zone. Honestly, it's probably just blocked by the buildings. I think. Man, I wanted to see something in the sky. Unfortunately, I'm gonna catch in some minor light pollution in rural areas. Yeah. I mean, there's not a lot of places I've been to that you can actually see like dark sky. Only in like actual countryside places have I seen an actual dark sky, like an actual countryside. You see the plains? I don't think there's any plains. I literally don't see anything. It's just a wall of a color I don't know how to describe. I remember my address? This is so weird. It does not look like 12 a.m. right now. We tried looking at the south sky. I don't know what direction is south. Hold on, I need a compass. Hold on. What about the south sky? South is opposite of north. I figured out which direction it is now. I used the compass. Thank you. Thank you. I really didn't know that. Thank you so much for teaching me. I wouldn't have known that south is the opposite of north. Can you see the sun? No, it's 12 a.m. There is no sun. Honestly, kind of reminds me of Sweden. It's like really bright. What if I actually live in Sweden? Oh my god. I can't believe I actually live in Sweden. If you're interested in meteor showers, August 13th is honestly, I'm back, but I kind of want to go back and walk more. It's really nice. I'm leaving again. August 13th. I'm actually going to be, I'm going to be somewhere on August 13th. I'm going to be somewhere. Maybe I'll be able to see it. You've been to Sweden? I have, yeah. I've been to a good amount of European countries. I don't know if I'll say good amount is maybe, I don't know. I've been to an okay amount of European countries. Doxed. Yeah. Surprised I actually live in Sweden. It's bright for 22 hours a day in the summer. I hear children. I'm gonna turn back. Urka's great adventure through the wild. I'm not exactly in the wild. I'm staying in a very familiar area. Not the wild at all. I like this. It's really nice to walk around at nighttime. I've never realized how nice it is. Because usually when I'm walking at nighttime, I'm hurrying to get back to my place. Because I'm tired. Urka's intimidated by children. It's not that I'm intimidated by them, it's just that they're yelling and I don't really want the space to pick their voices up. I'm going back now. And, children outside at night? Dude, I don't know. Why are the children awake at 12 a.m.? I'm gonna end my space here. But it was nice to walk around and talk to you guys. I'll probably go on. I'll come back on Discord or something after I get settled. Okay. Goodbye. Wait, that's my compass. Hold on. Wait, where's Twitter? What the fuck? Hold on.